Well, let's welcome you back to This Week in the Association. I'm Rob Pinier, joined once again by my good buddy Kevin Lucco. And here we are beginning our preview of the American Association season for 2023. And what better place to begin with than Cleveland Railroaders broadcaster Brad Allred. So, Brad, thanks for joining us this week.
Well, as always, guys, I appreciate the invite. Baseball season is upon us. After the long winter of finding things to do, crossing off the honey-do lists, and repainting the bedroom walls for the fifth time, you run out of things to do, and the frowns can now be turned upside down because it's spring and it's time to get back to the game that we all love.
Well, before diving too much into 2023 here with me, Brad, exciting year for the club, really rallied at the end of last season, got into the playoffs, made it to the second round. How do you feel, like, looking back on last season, first of all, heading into this year, what does this do for the Railroaders to have such success late last year?
I think it really provides a lot of momentum, Rob, coming into 2023. If you look back last year, it was a tale of two seasons, right? I mean, a 6-24 start isn't what anyone expected, but I really believe, to the credit of Logan Watkins, kind of riding the ship, having the issues with the visas and the international players not being able to make it into the States, obviously had a great effect on Cleburne. You saw us having to turn to rookies and guys that, you know, with all due credit to them, might have been a little bit outmatched in the American Association early on in their careers. But Cleburne was able to weather the storm. And then, you know, once we had the arrival of Edwin Arroyo, and once we had Casey Clemens and Hill Alexander and those additions, this team took off and played baseball as good as anyone in the second half of the year. And then, the postseason was fantastic. Got the win in the series over Kane County, and fell just a little bit short against Milwaukee. But as you look at the maturation process of this organization as a whole and the steps that we've been taking year by year, you see that we're going one more step up that staircase. And make no mistakes about it, there are by the moves alone in the offseason by Logan Watkins, there is a clear expectation this year. And there's no reason to pretend it to be anything than what it is. He wants his team to play for the Miles Wolf Cup, and that's the expectation. Obviously, you hope you can avoid a 6-24 start this year. I don't expect anything like that with, you know, having everybody in camp and a really solid roster that we'll get into in a moment. But the expectations, at least internally, are very, very high. And I think from a fan's perspective, they're starting to get a little spoiled. I mean, it was a fun run in 2022, and I know Railroader fans definitely want to see more of that this summer.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that roster for this upcoming season. That lineup looks completely stacked, and it starts with Jose Ceramo joining you guys this year. Talk a little bit about what you think about the way this lineup looks and what it should produce for this team this season.
Yeah, I think this team, Rob, I guess I'll spill the beans here, what I've kind of posed internally in the clubhouse with those guys, and I'll just say it to you as well. I really believe that this team, top to bottom, and I don't mean exceed expectation, but just perform to expectation, I think this team can hit 290 as a club. I really do, from top to bottom. And to credit Logan Watkins, I think the biggest move that had to be made was replacing Chase Simpson. Those are huge shoes to fill. It's no secret what I think about Chase Simpson, not just as a baseball player, but as a person. I think, you know, when I think of the Cleburne Railroaders, Chase Simpson and Zach Nary are just the two that will always come to mind for me for the way they've represented this team. But now that Chase is gone, Logan had huge shoes to fill. And rather than try to make that replacement by committee, or, you know, by picking up someone maybe with a lot of upside, no, Logan goes and grabs a former MVP in Jose Sermo. So when Jose arrived in the Cleveland, the very first thing I told him, I said, man, you're finally wearing the right colors, and I don't have to watch you shove it up our rear anymore. And he chuckled and laughed. As, of course, he's had such a great run in his career. And, you know, the Depot, I mean, the numbers don't lie. What he's been able to do in that stadium is nothing short of remarkable. So to have not only Jose Sermo, but then you go and you get, you know, with the departure of Chuck Taylor, you know, Logan needed someone with an experience and success in this league. And he runs out and he grabs Mark Karaviotis, who I think is going to do great things for us too. With all that spotlight being on Jose Sermo, and deservingly so, let's not forget what Mark Karaviotis has been able to do in the American Association and some of the great baseball he was able to play in Geneva with George Samuels and Kane County. So to have Mark Karaviotis here is big. And then I really, really like where Logan has gone with some of the young guys. The trio of Brian Klein, Ryan Hernandez, and Alex Jackson, those are three names that if Cleveland is going to do big things in 2023, of course you've got to have the production offensively from Sermo, from Karaviotis, from Narrier, and others. But I really believe that the trio of Klein, Hernandez, and Jackson are going to be three names that fans of not just the Cleveland Railroaders, but across the American Association, you're going to be talking about those guys in late August.
And looking at your roster, and for a feature I'm doing for my 10th inning stretch blog, I noticed only Zach Narrier and Hill Alexander return as far as position players from last year's ball
right.
club, if I'm not mistaken. But
correct.
A lot of arms from last year are coming back.
Well,
of those arms,
Edwin Arroyo.
Okay.
Edwin Arroyo. Yeah.
Of those arms that are all coming back, which ones would you say are ready to take that next step?
That's a good question, Kevin. Here's what I'm really interested in. There's a lot of depth, particularly in that bullpen. What's going to be fun for Railroader fans is going to see how that bullpen transitions into their new roles. And several of those roles are yet to be defined. We're going to open the season in Sioux Falls on Thursday. And if you ask me right now, who's the closer? I don't know that I could give you an answer. I could give you three, four, maybe even five guys that have the ability and the temperament and the personality that you need to handle such an important job. We have four or five guys that could fill that role. Who's it going to be? I think time will tell. I think Logan Watkins wants to run guys out there and maybe closer by committee is a little bit strong of a word, but I think he wants to give a couple of those guys an opportunity in those roles to see how they flourish. But when I look at this pitching staff as a whole, as good as that bullpen is, what excites me the most, at least here in the onset of the 2023 year, is what we have to offer in the starting rotation. You've got guys like Riley Smith, who we're going to hand the baseball to on opening day, someone with big league experience. Michael Marriott will run out there in game two. I'm sure, you know, American Association fans remember the short swim that Marriott had making the four starts here his first time around before getting picked up and sent to AAA. He was, you know, an ERA in the ones. I mean, he was unhittable. So to have Smith and Marriott, a couple of big league guys providing you with a pedigree of success and stability at the top of that rotation, and then you come in there and you've got a couple of guys in Kevin Hilton and Cody Bullard who produced for us in big spots at the top of that rotation last year, now you take a little bit of the weight off their shoulders to be able to slide down and slot in spots of that in that rotation that if you look at Kevin Hilton and Cody Bullard and you say, hey, these are your 3-4 starters, I'll take those 3-4 guys against anything the league has to offer. And then coming in that fifth spot, at least early on, is the big fella, the 6'4 right-hander Travis Perry, who dazzled some folks within the Giants organization. And, you know, he's a 25-year-old with just a ton of promise. So if I'm comparing last year's team to this year's team, at least early on, I don't need to look any further than the starting rotation to really get me fired up for what Cleburne can bring on the hill, because those five have an incredible amount of talent. And, I don't want to just plan out the parade route quite yet, but the offense, I think, going back to that point I made earlier, the potential of them hitting 290, which I really feel like they can do. If a team's able to do that, it speaks for itself, the number of runs that they're going to be able to produce, which means you've got pitchers that can be far more comfortable because of the run production that the offense can provide. I just think that's an equation for winning baseball. So, I can't wait for Thursday to get here and get it all started.
And Jesus Sanchez is on retainer.
Jesus, you know, here's what's funny. Jesus Sanchez, we were talking about this. I was talking with pitching coach James Russell just a couple days ago about this. Jesus, it's like the bat signal for Batman fans, right? Like, all we got to do is throw it up there. We just throw it up there when we throw that big KDR up there in the sky, and Jesus will be there. I mean, he'll be there. So if something happens that's unexpected, and, you know, you always say expect the unexpected in independent baseball, that's fine. We can just throw our Sanchez signal up there, and Jesus will swoop right in and save the day.
Now, Brad, I know you guys are used to this here in Cleburne by the way the schedule's worked out, but quite a three long road trips for you. Two or nine games, ten games. Then you have a 10-game home trip and a homestand, and a 2 9-game homestands. How do you feel that might affect the season for the club?
You know what? I'm going to give you the odd answer here, Rob. Rather than being a deterrent or something to complain about, I actually think it plays in Cleburne's favor, and here's why. Because having the six-game, like let's take, for example, the six-game swing up through Milwaukee early on once we leave Sioux Falls. When you have six games, especially on the road, gives you time to get settled in, right? Like when you normally play that three-game series or four-game series, if you start in a little rut, and I'm talking about individually, like let's say you have problems seeing the ball or whatever the issue may be as a hitter, when you've got that six-game slate, you got time to figure it out. You got time to settle in, to get comfortable. And I just think that plays into our favor on the road. Cleburne has always traditionally been a pretty decent road team. I don't think that the travel affects us in the way that some might think it would, because when we're making these trips, yes, we've got the long haul up there, but then we're ping-ponging around with a couple of stops that aren't, you know, as strenuous in terms of travel. And it gives those guys time, like I said, to get their routines, get set in, get comfortable over a six-game series. And these guys are talented. I mean, this isn't something that they haven't been accustomed to or challenges they've faced. This is professional baseball. They know what comes with that, and they're certainly not going to use that as a crutch or a reason or as an excuse to underperform. These guys are going to bring their best every night, and I, you know, this group of 25, you know, that's exactly what I expect out of them.
Now, I know why you love the games and calling games. I know you're a guy who really loves telling stories too. So who's some interesting Cleburne Railroader stories you think fans are really going to jump on board and want to learn more about?
There are a couple. Obviously, the one that's going to take the spotlight early on is Jose Sermo. Cleburne fans are no stranger to Sermo because, you know, he has been the guy that has literally put his foot on our proverbial throats and ended our season. If you go back to the wild card game a couple of years ago, he takes a 2-1 Jason Manzueta fastball and, you know, hits it to Amarillo, and our season's done, right? Our season's done. And Sermo has always performed well against Cleburne. The fact that now he is in a Cleburne uniform, he is here. I think he's a type of individual, and getting to know Jose, that fans are going to enjoy Jose Sermo. They're going to enjoy him in Cleburne and seeing what he can do. In fact, last night in our first spring training game, he hits two tape measure shots. He's just going to do big things. So Sermo will obviously be a big story. But we got some talented young guys that are very humble and very hungry. And what a combination those two attributes are. I really, really like what I've seen out of Alex Jackson. Alex Jackson, I think, is a rookie that's going to do some big things for us. The former Wichita State product. Of course, you know, I don't have to go any farther than my former partner, Denning Gehrig, to get the 411 on Alex. Denning's big Alex Jackson fan as well. So he kind of told me what to expect before Alex came, and he's already living up to the billing. So I think Alex Jackson is going to be a player that fans are going to really get behind. And I also think Ryan Hernandez, and for a couple of different reasons with Ryan. Ryan, obviously, the standout with the University of Houston. I'm still quite puzzled. It's almost a head-scratcher to me how Ryan Hernandez is a Cleburne Railroader to begin with. This guy can hit the baseball a long way. He's an intimidating presence. I mean, you're talking about a guy 6'4", 240 pounds. He is just a presence. And he can just – the things he – I mean, he swings a bat violently. It is a violent swing. Ryan Hernandez is going to hit a lot of home runs at the Depot. And for him to be here, again, kind of a head-scratcher to me because he has all the physical attributes. He's got a great – just a great work ethic. We've seen that already. Got a great attitude. You know, attitude, work ethic, those are things you can't teach. That's what players control. You either have it or you don't. He has those things. They're going to take him a long way. So we're excited to have him in a Cleburne uniform as well. So I think our fan base will gravitate towards Jackson and Hernandez, being a couple of young guys, and, of course, with Jose Sermo. And then pitching-wise, you know, I say this tongue-in-cheek, I hope guys like Riley Smith and Michael Marriott are around for a while. It wouldn't surprise me at all if they just had a cup of coffee, a couple of starts, and they just dazzle, and they're back to affiliated baseball literally in a snap of the finger. Happened that way before with Logan Verrett and Michael Marriott. No reason to think it couldn't happen again with Riley Smith and Michael Marriott, so we'll see where we go there. But I think Railroader fans, just based on the past and what this team has been able to do the past couple of years, and now having a new, you know, you have that small collection of guys, Zach Narrier, Hill Alexander, Edwin Arroyo, your Cody Bullards, Kevin Hilton's, Brendan Bells, and Austin Fairchild. Austin Fairchild's another one. One of the guys that I feel like could potentially be a closer for this team. Again, I don't want to speak for James Russell and Logan Watkins. That is yet to be determined. But Austin Fairchild's a guy you're going to see on the back end of that bullpen. He's as fire as they come. I mean, he's a fist pumper. He'll get the crowd into it. Austin Fairchild's a player that Railroader fans really rally behind, and he can let his emotion play out right there in front of our fans every night. And, of course, Railroader fans love to see that. So we've got a good mixture, even though there's – eight returning players from the team in 2022 and 17 new faces. Still a good combination of some familiar faces, some new faces to get Railroader fans excited. And the folks in Cleburne are just chomping at the bit and can't wait to see their Roaders play at home.
Before closing out with you, Brad, for fans out there who want to know, where can they catch you and your broadcast for Cleburne Railroader baseball games?
Well, of course, you can see us on AABaseball.tv, as you can any of the American Association teams. I encourage everyone there, make sure you get your subscriptions updated and have those ready and accessible. You can watch the games on your tablet, desktop, mobile device, what have you. You can also listen to us on MixLR. We'll be on there as well this year. MixLR.com, just search Cleburne Railroaders. You can find us there. And we're ready for baseball up in the birdcage on Thursday afternoon.
Well, Brad, send us out on this. When the Cleveland Railroaders are holding the Miles Wolf Cup over their heads, what made that happen this year?
I will say that the combination of Zach Nerrier and Jose Sermo will play at an MVP-like level, which I would expect nothing less from either one of them, as their resumes speak for themselves. But it's also going to be the contribution of some of the younger guys that I talked about, Alex Jackson, Ryan Hernandez, Brian Klein, and even down to our pitchers. I think, you know, as many talented arms, Corbett, Cumbie, Kalick, Shaw, Alexander, Asua, I think that bullpen is going to have to continue to be a position of strength because of its depth. And the Railroaders are going to have to find the way to win those close games down the stretch, those important close games. Be able to lock down some you know, one-run wins. And if they do that, then I think Cleveland can continue to take that step forward and take that next step towards what everybody wants in the Miles Wolf Cup.
Fantastic. Brad Arbor, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thanks for doing this. As always, we thank you guys for covering our league and certainly excited to see everyone out at the ballpark. Let's fill those stadiums this year and show everyone why the American Association is the best partner league that baseball has to offer. Thank you, guys.